Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us today. And Saint David of Wales. And his story begins now. Be joyful, keep your faith and your creed. Do the little things that you have seen me do and heard about. I will walk the path that our fathers have trod before us. Words from Saint David. Saint David, patron saint of Wales, to preach was his calling. His needs, they were few. A life all so simple, monastic settlements pursued. He practiced guidance from above. Do you little things in life, a symbolic white dove. He's our patron saint from an age now gone, long gone. On the first day of March, his legacy lives on. Bells peal on the breeze on his saintly days. Congregations come together and silently pray. Death would become him. On St. David's Day, angels adorning, that was Christ's way. He now rests in peace, but will never be alone. His immortal soul will forever live on. David is the patron saint of Wales, and perhaps the most famous of British saints. David was a native of Wales, and tradition has preserved a relatively large amount of detail about his life. He became renowned as a teacher and preacher, founding monastic settlements and churches in Wales. The 12th century St. David's Cathedral, built on the site of much older religious buildings, is the reason for little St. David's outside city status. Constructed from dusky purple sandstone, it's one of Wales' most iconic religious sites and sits tucked away in a sheltered vale beside the River Alwyn. It is known that he became a priest, engaged in missionary work, and founded many monasteries, including his principal abbey in southwestern Wales. Many stories and legends sprang up about David and his Welsh monks. Their austerity was extreme. They worked in silence without the help of animals to till the soil. Their food was limited to bread, vegetables, and water. In about the year 550, David attended a synod where his eloquence impressed his fellow monks to such a degree that he was elected primate of the region. The episcopal see was moved where he had his monastery, now called St. David's. He ruled his diocese until he had reached a very old age. His last words to his monks and subjects were, "Be joyful, brothers and sisters. Keep your faith and do the little things that you have seen and heard with me." The Saint David is known in the Welsh language. He is the patron saint of Wales, and he was a Celtic monk, abbot, and bishop who lived in the 6th century, and during his life he was the Archbishop of Wales, and he was one of many early saints who helped to spread Christianity among the pagan Celtic tribes of Western Britain. There are many stories of St. David's miracles. They include bringing a dead boy back to life by splashing the child's face with tears and restoring a blind man's sight. David's best known miracle took place in the village where David is said to have denounced Pelagianism during this incident, and he was declared archbishop by popular acclaim. And St. David of Wales was preaching in the middle of a large crowd at the village of Breffe. The village stands on the spot where the ground on which he stood is reputed to have risen up to form a small hill. A white dove, which became his emblem, was seen settling on his shoulder. A great crowd gathered at the synod, and when David stood up to speak, one of the congregation shouted, "We won't be able to see or hear him." At that instant, the ground rose till everyone could see and hear David. Unsurprisingly, it was decided very shortly afterwards that David would be the archbishop. St. David is pictured standing on a mound with a dove on his shoulder. The legend is that once while he was preaching, a dove descended to his shoulder, and the earth rose to lift him high above the people so that he could be heard. Over 50 churches in South Wales were dedicated to him in pre-Reformation days, and he would stand up on his neck in a lake of cold water. Oh, he would stand up to his neck in a lake of cold water, reciting scripture. And his last words to his followers came from a sermon he gave on the previous Sunday. "Be joyful, keep the faith, and do the little things that you have seen and heard me do." And St. David once rose a youth from death, and Miles Millstone during his life. And his life were marked by the appearances of springs of water. David lived for over 100 years. It is generally accepted that he died in 589 on a Tuesday, the 1st of March, in the year 589. The monastery is said to have been seen being filled with angels as Christ received his soul. After his death, his influence spread far and wide. First through Britain, and then by sea to Cornwall and Brittany. In 1120, Pope Calixtus II canonized David as a saint. Following this, he was declared patron saint of Wales. Such was David's influence that many pilgrimages were made to St. David. St. David was officially recognized at the Holy See by Pope Calixtus in the second in 1120. St. David is usually represented standing on a hill with a dove on his shoulder, and March 1st was celebrated until the Reformation as a holy day. St. David's Day has long been a celebration of the Saint of Wales. And traditional festivities include wearing symbols of Wales and St. David, respectively, eating traditional Welsh food, including cawl and Welsh werbit, and women wearing traditional Welsh dress. So, St. David, there in Wales, he's part of their culture. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of this precious saint and the wonders that you worked through him, raising the dead and giving sight to the blind and setting him up on a hill so all could see him and all could hear him. Wow, that's amazing. And Saint David, along with the hosts of heaven today, are calling for us to pray for our priests today. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today. We pray, Lord, for them today, that they would remain loyal and strong to the Catholic teachings coming from Christ. We pray that they hold fast to the apostolic faith. So we pray for our priests. And we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Catholic Church, for the sacraments. And we thank you, Lord, for your priesthood.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. And give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Make deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. Lord, give our seminarians strength, courage, and wisdom. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And Lord, we pray for those who sing in choirs throughout the Catholic Church. Please watch over each member of our choirs and help them to never forget that you are the center of our lives. with the many temptations at our disposal, it is so easy to stray off center. Grant that those who praise you be united by the Holy Spirit in a bond of love, that with one mouth and one heart they may praise you, Lord, and worship you, the light above all lights, the true life, and the salvation of all souls. Pray for our altar servers, Lord. All those who serve your altars, Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence. Our hearts are filled with joy and peace. May your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love. And by the grace of the Heavenly Father, amen. Open our mouth, Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will that we may serve you worthily at your holy altar. And we pray for all our children, Lord. We pray for all of our children today that's being put under the test because of our politics and our school systems. Children are at risk. So we pray for our children, Lord. Our children and grandchildren.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom. In the favor of God, amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, terror of demons, to assist us by your powerful intercession, and obtained for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, the Saint David of Wales, Saint Sebastian, Saint Nicholas, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, Saint Monica, Saint Anthony. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking to ruin his souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. And Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who is crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of its flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those whom he has chosen. And Lord, we lift up the prodigals, Lord. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. We pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we ask you, Lord, to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. And we pray for our hospital nurses and doctors. And we pray for all those who are there, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all the sick and suffering at the hospital setting. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. And I thank you, Lord, for the Valeries in my life that has helped me in my walk in my holy Catholic faith. Thank you, Lord, for the Valeries in my life.
Just for rain.
Mom, I love you, Mom. Mom, you first taught me to love Jesus and to love Mother Mary and Saint Joseph and my guardian angel. I love you, Mother. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. I love you, Saint Joseph. And I love you, my guardian angel. I believe. We pray, we want to pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm, for those who are held back because of addictions, unhealthy addictions that kill the soul. We pray for those, Lord, who need deliverance from these addictions. We pray, Lord, we encourage people to go to Mass and receive the Eucharist and the Eucharist in the state of grace, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and go to confession. Make it a way of life. Live the gospel life. It's a journey, traveling. This is temporary. Our destiny is heaven, so let us keep the Lord in our sights and our azimuth straight. So we pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm, who are contemplating suicide, contemplating having an abortion. Lord, You are the healer of the soul. Help them see you, Lord. Free them from the yoke of depression. Free them, Lord, so that they can see you and follow you and join us at Mass.
Plenty of time, but when you're caught in the eye of the storm, nowhere to turn as the thunder crashes. So many times you were warned, but now you're trapped as the battle rages.
Saint David and the host of heaven, they're praying for us. We give them a response of love for their prayer. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who are praying for us. Heaven is counting on you.
Carry the cross, reaching the lost. Heaven is counting on you. We are standing at the end of time. We are part of a grand design.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And because I walk the line, I will tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, make your C Edwards for right paging telephone.
All final boarding call for flight 1814.
I feel it.
And tomorrow, St. Agnes of Bohemia will be in the gap tomorrow. And so today, we have St. David of Wales. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. So we will close for the day as we journey with Mary.
Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, join John Carpenter for a journey with Mary, an in-depth look at some of the many places Our Lady has been throughout the world since 40 A.D. Came from the Catholic Defender Radio Network. That's Journey with Mary, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Sunday nights on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
And we will be back tomorrow, standing in the gap. God bless you all today, and may his blessings be poured upon you today. As we close, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Good day.